This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ramadan presents as an opportunity to those who believe to gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As for those who don't believe or are weak of faith, then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, كم من صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع والعطش. That how many a fasting person do you find that they achieve nothing from their fast except for hunger and thirst. They achieve nothing from their fast except for hunger and thirst. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draws our attention to something. The fast is meant to serve a purpose, and that purpose is for us to gain the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
O you who have believed. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the belief in the heart. Why? Because it is the one who believes that fasts and gains that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us he is meant to gain, which is, it has been prescribed upon you and those before you so that you may gain God consciousness. When a person becomes conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then not only does his relationship change with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the effect of his relationship changing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifest in his relationship with other human beings. He becomes a more kind person, a more generous person, a person who is decent in his speech, a person who does not hurl abuse and swear words at others. And that is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ. The one who does not leave the false speech, bad speech, and acting upon it, وَالْجَهْلَ and ignorance, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِي حَاجَةٍ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. So Allah is in no need for this person to leave his food and his drink. Meaning, he is as good as a person who is drinking and eating during the month of Ramadan. It is not the fact that you have left your food and drink that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِن يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ.
Similarly, for the sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not the blood and the flesh that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the act of saying Bismillah Allahu Akbar and sacrificing that animal. But what is it that reaches Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? It is what drove Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to being prepared to sacrifice his own son, which is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person finds himself hurling abuse at others during the month in which he is meant to be more conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then that person has achieved nothing but hunger and thirst from their fast. They have achieved nothing but hunger and thirst from their fast. So the question we must ask ourselves in the month of Ramadan, as we go through the day, we should ask ourselves that, how is my relationship with my mother? How is my relationship with my father? How is my relationship with my children? How is my relationship with my brothers and sisters? Is it good? Is it decent? Am I kind? Am I good to them in my words? Or am I worse in the month of Ramadan? That's a question we can ask ourselves. And based upon the answer, we will know how close we are to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If we are kind towards those who are closest to us during the day of Ramadan and during the month of Ramadan, then we know we have improved our relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We have improved our relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is also of importance for us to note that we should be generous and kind upon our workers, those who work for us. Why? Because it is easy for us to say, we pay them a wage, be here from this time to that time. It is the month of Ramadan, especially upon those who are fasting. You know, I often think of it that there are many people who come to us and say, my maid, my servant, my worker at the shop wants to accept Islam. And oftentimes it is within a short period of time. And in reality, it is only the khuluq, the character of this person, that has driven that worker to say, what kind of people are these? What kind of people are these that they treat us so well? They treat us as though we are equals. We are here eating together, drinking together. You know, we spend time together. They treat us well. At the same time, we are working for them. So they choose to accept Islam. Why? Because it is the character that is manifest to them. They begin to question what drives that character. And here we come to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His character was the Qur'an. His character was the Qur'an. What does this mean? This means that, you see, again, that hadith is important to note. Take note of the wording. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Or what is Aisha radiallahu anha saying about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His character was the Qur'an. And the Qur'an is the month of Ramadan, is the month of the Qur'an. And this is where we learn our character from. This is where we learn to behave ourselves from. This is where we learn to implement that Qur'an. Which means that when Aisha radiallahu anha saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading the Qur'an, then not only did she see him reading that Qur'an, but she saw him practicing it in his day-to-day life. The best of you, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you are those who are best to their families. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. And I am the best to my family. So when she saw him reciting the Qur'an, then she saw that manifest in his character as well. He was kind towards others. The young companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was with him, serving him for 10 years of his life, says, I never heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, oof to me. And I never heard him say, why did you do this and why did you not do that? 10 years of servitude to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the man is saying, I never heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even say, oof to me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What does that say? So how many of us recite the Quran daily? And we recite the Qur'an during the month of Ramadan even more. But when it comes to our character, it doesn't change at all. Before the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan, we are the same. We are the same people who every second word that comes out of our mouth is bad language and evil speech. So instead of that, let us make this month a month in which we train ourselves to change our characteristics, to change the way that we behave with others. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. They are few days, these days of Ramadan. They are few days, just 30 days in the year. What is that drawing our attention to? It is a time for you to make this a workshop in order to change the rest of your year. If your Ramadan changes, it will change the rest of your year. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which there is description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being most generous, there is a very strong tie to the Quran as well. There is a very strong tie to the Quran as well. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people. وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. And he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan. حين يلقاه جبريل. When he met Jibreel. And وكان يلقاه جبريل في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن. So Jibreel would meet him every night in the nights of Ramadan. So he would revise the Quran with Jibreel عليه السلام. He would revise the Quran with Jibreel. So you see, generosity, it starts with generosity. He was generous all the time. And then the hadith tells us that he was even more generous in the month of Ramadan. What does generosity have to do with Ramadan? Because when a person feels that hunger and they are kind, they are meant to be kind to those who feel hunger involuntarily every day. We voluntarily experience that hunger and that thirst in Ramadan. When we feel that hunger, voluntarily, we become more conscious of those who are feeling that hunger daily, involuntarily, whether they like it or not. They are fasting. So we become more generous. And the hadith starts by saying he was the most generous. Then it goes to most generous in Ramadan. And then he says, حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. When he used to meet Jibreel, فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنُ. So he would revise the Quran. What does that mean? What does that mean? Your relationship with the Quran will actually improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will improve your relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and the people. Allahu Akbar. So Ramadan is meant to improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then improve your relationship with the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ties this in perfectly. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It is a guide for the people and clear manifest guidances for the people. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى. From that guidance. So it is the month of the Quran which becomes a guidance for the people. Guidance how? Guidance in how to treat your family. Guidance in how to treat those who are closest to you, your neighbors. Guidance in how to treat your workers. Guidance in how to treat your community members. So, as we said when we began, when your relationship is good with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, it will become better and good with the people as well. It will improve with the people as well. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُوهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of people are those who are best and most beneficial to the people. The best of people are those who are best to the people. So it becomes manifest. Your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes manifest in your relationship with the people. And that is a bar and a standard that we can use to understand how close we are to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in the month of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala improve our relationship with the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our remembrance of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a means of improving our relationship with the people at large. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.